From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and the European Union have both decided to maintain sanctions against Russia for its 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. The EU decision was made at the leaders' summit in Brussels after they had a very short discussion on Ukraine. The United States, meanwhile, is also holding to sanctions against the Russians for the annexation of Crimea. The U.S. intelligence community also concluded that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election to help Donald Trump win the White House. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has already indicted Russian individuals and entities in a scheme to influence the vote. President Trump, who once called the media enemies of the people, says yesterday's attack on a newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, that left five people dead, was horrific. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At an event here marking the Tax Cuts and Job Act's six-month anniversary, the president said there are no words to express the country's sorrow to the families of the five people killed at the Capitol Gazette.
This attack shocked the conscience of our nation.
He often accuses journalists of being fake news, and just this week called them the enemy of the people, but struck a different tone today.
Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the alleged shooter in the Annapolis attack, Jared Ramos, appeared in court on Friday. He has been charged with five counts of murder. The newspaper, meanwhile, published a Friday edition covering the attack in its own offices. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein, is calling for an end to the fighting in Daraa in southwest Syria. As Lisa Schlein reports, the UN is warning of a humanitarian catastrophe if the violence between Russian-backed Syrian forces and armed rebels continues to escalate.
The United Nations says thousands of people are fleeing the escalating violence in Daraa. But it warns civilians caught in the battle between Syrian and rebel forces are likely to be trapped in the governorate because Jordan has closed the border, cutting off their main escape route. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Liz Throssell, tells VOA that is very worrying.
The real concern is that we're going to see a repetition of what we saw in Eastern Ghouta, the bloodshed, the suffering, the civilians being held, being under a siege.
The UN Human Rights Office has documented at least 46 civilian deaths, including children, since fighting erupted 11 days ago. The agency believes the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The search for 12 boys and their soccer coach missing inside a flooded Thai cave entered its sixth day on Friday as rescuers continued to pump water out of the cavern complex. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Overnight, rescue workers drilled through the side of a mountain that covers the cave in the hope that the hole would help drain water from inside. It was said to have been partially successful. On Friday, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha visited the site, offering encouragement to families and rescuers who have been joined by U.S. military personnel and British divers. Rescuers continue to pump water out of the cave network in Chiang Rai province, but so far there's still no trace of the missing kids. And efforts to find them have been severely hampered by heavy rain. For relatives of the missing boys, the only recourse is a sixth day of prayers.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with his Japanese counterpart Friday in Tokyo in an effort to ease Japan's concern about America's commitment to the region amid ongoing negotiations with North Korea. Following a meeting with Japan's defense minister, Mattis said, "There is absolute reassurance between the two of us that we stand firm." Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump announced the suspension of joint exercises after he held a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, calling the exercises expensive and provocative. On Wall Street, stock prices are higher late in Friday's trading. European markets closed higher, and Asian markets were mostly in positive territory. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.